Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Not quite right, and I don't know what it is.
Who is it? What's going on?
I don't know. If I do that, right, that's up to the maximum.
Who is it? What's going on?
Can you hear those drops? Can you hear this?
Donuts.
Can you hear that? And how is that in comparison with us? Because I'm not even really hearing. Let me just play the Bee Gees so I can hear it through my headphones. Okay, there's something I'm not really hearing a lot through here, and I don't know why. Oh, well. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the late night. No. Welcome to, hello there. 1, 2, just testing the sound.
Is everybody in who's coming in? Hold the door for the next person.
Let me just listen. Do you know what I think it might be?
Go on.
I think it might be this is interfering. I think the noise.
I didn't know you had that.
Well, I didn't. I've got it plugged in, and I think you can't see. I've got. This is my Christmas present.
Yeah. Is it? It's an intimate massager. It's not intimate. It's a back massager, back and shoulder. I mean, is that actually doing anything?
It changes direction, doesn't it? I'm not stopping until we get 500 viewers. How many have we got now?
236.
Okay, a long way to go.
Can you
press the close-up button on the Steam Deck?
How do I do that?
The button with my name on it.
There it goes.
Just change direction. How many viewers have we got?
242.
Jesus, that's gone up by 9.
I mean, it's still early. They think that they've still got another 2 minutes to go.
Okay, they won't
be prepared for this, that's for sure.
You can do the shot of both of us now if you want.
No, that's fine. Okay. I think that this is something that needs to be seen to be believed. 284. Badger Spark says, what the... I've just switched this on to see... What?
When we get to 500, we'll stop.
Cody Dravy says, Con Keeley, it's an alien.
This has got more use than the Oculus Quest at Christmas.
See, I bought that as, you know, it was a joke, but it was, I thought you might get some pleasure out of it. I didn't realise just how much pleasure it would give.
How many views have we got?
328.
Jesus. I'm having a great time, though.
Okay.
I need to limber up for tonight's hide and seek.
I'm just going to say, because it's already begun, anyone says the words old and boy together to me in the chat, I'm going to time you out.
What is this? What are people saying?
that I should watch some film called Old Boy.
Oh, the film that we talked about watching, and then when you came around last night to watch it, you decided to watch Dinner Dates. Are people suggesting you watch that? That's a coincidence. That's a coincidence, Catherine.
Yes, as if someone's primed them.
Not me. I was playing.
Right, now, it's. I think you need to hoist your trousers up because we're getting quite a lot of crack there. There we go.
How many viewers have we got?
351.
Oh, do you know what? That might be...
Have we sent out the bat signal? Oh, my God. Have we sent out the bat signal?
Why?
Oh! Here we go. It's just gone up by loads.
Oh, because I've sat down. This is the only thing I can think that's causing... Let me unplug it and see if we've still got the hiss. Because this is the only thing. This is it. Great present from a great buddy. This is the only thing. She bought me this and a wrestling mask. What a friend. What a...
I know you. I know
what
you.
What a friend. Just the two best presents, a back massager and a wrestling mask. Just
use them,
a friend.
Use them in whatever combination you see fit. Merry Christmas.
Friends. What a friend. Right, let's see if unplugging that has got rid of the hiss. Everyone be quiet. No, it's got worse. Ah, it's your computer plugged in. Hang on, just be quiet. Let me see if this goes. Going back in?
Yeah.
It's got rid of it. Okay.
Is it too close?
No, it's the power lead.
Oh, man.
How much? You should charge it up before you come in.
I know. Well, I had an argument with my 9-year-old. She was upset. I said, it doesn't matter. I'll take the charger. It won't be made a big deal of. It was made a big deal of.
I think your 9-year-old is an absolute bell cheese.
She was playing Sims on my computer.
And I would suggest you smack her. I would suggest smacking. Do you know what I think they should do in America with the people that are invading Capitol Hill?
Smack them?
Shoot them.
Oh, well, I think someone has been shot.
Good. Shoot
I
them.
Come.
Shoot them. Oh, they're white. Oh, they're white. Whoa, they're white guys. Pull those guns back.
Yeah.
Pull those guns back. It's white guys doing it. Okay. The American Patriots are white. Sorry, I thought they were black. No, in that case, let them carry on as you were. Shoot them. Shoot them. Yeah? Shoot them. Just shoot them. It's America. That's what guns are for. To bear arms against dickheads. I think that's what the Constitution says.
I don't think the Constitution quite puts it that way, but, you know, spirit of the law, letter of the law thing.
I say, shoot them. What do you say?
I say, isn't it interesting how some people get negotiated with and others just get shot?
I would say, give them...
Donuts.
If that doesn't work, shoot them. I'm not even joking. I'm so annoyed, right? I am fast losing my membership to the pacifist club. And I'm really thinking violence is the answer. Let's get Piers Corbyn and strip him off. Let's make his mouth wide open with one of those things. And put him in a COVID ward for a month and let the COVID patients spit in his mouth. Shoot the idiots in. It's just, what the hell is going on? I just...
Who is it? What's going on?
Exactly. Welcome to the show. Of course, I'm only joking. If there's anybody actually... I am very proud if there's anybody here from the authorities or if that's terms of service. Of course, I'm joking. It's satire. It's to highlight the racial inequalities that haunt primarily the United States, but also the rest of the world.
Mm.
Welcome to the show. We've been watching the Bee Gees documentary.
Yes, and so for that reason, we'll be mostly speaking like this.
What does your mum call Massachusetts?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
But that's... I mean, money can't buy your teeth, apparently, when you get to a certain age.
I'm not a massive Bee Gees fan. Here we go. We're going to do the top five Bee Gees songs, counting down to number one Bee Gees song, written and sung by the Bee Gees. Because obviously the best song they ever wrote was Islands in the Stream.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Got a present for you. Actually got a present for you.
I'll curb my enthusiasm awaiting, I don't know, a turd in a box or something.
I thought it was such a twat.
I mean, what did I get yesterday?
Got you this. It's, hang on, put my finger next to it.
I've already got one. You gave me one yesterday.
Okay, well, I've got loads. I don't want them. It's not Christmas anymore. Well, that finger thing doesn't work.
No, you're not doing it right.
Go on, make that go in focus.
Let me show you what you do. Hang on, you're in the way. There you go.
Okay, well, that's a hand, not a finger. Well, you can have that. Merry Christmas. I also got you another prez.
Hey, now that's a present. That's a present. Thank you very much.
There we go, you see. That's an actual prez, a Christmas present. So, let's do this properly. I tell you what we're going to do. Right, hang on. You can play at home. You can call in. Let's open up Skype. We're going to play hide and seek. The first ever online game of hide and seek is coming up in a bit.
Yeah.
It's going to be great fun. So we need... who called me at 8:30 in the morning? Who's this Anthony dude? I'm scared to call, but I'm going to call. Someone called me at 8:30 in the morning.
Why? Why would they do this? Maybe they were watching the replay at 8:30 and got confused.
Oh, it's going to be, the microphone's going to be on the wrong thing. Always remember that. So we're gonna play. Don't do that. That looks weird. Sorry. That was how rude of me to apologise. We're gonna play hide and seek in a bit, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. But what we're gonna do first of all, 0203-286-6370. Just take a minute. Don't put them in the chat. Write down from 5 to 1 the best Bee Gees songs written and sung by the Bee Gees. Right?
Oh, it has to be written and sung by them.
Yep. And we'll see. So 5, 4, 3, 2. One. Okay. So I've got 5. And then we'll compare. 0203-286-6370. David Turner's isn't going to call in. But we're gonna, he might call in. I bet he called in for hide and seek. I've done 1 as a 0. It looks like a 9. 0203-286-6370. Okay. 0203-286-6370. Let's see if anyone gets the same 5 as me. You'll win my undying respect. You win. No, best song written by a Bee Gees but not performed by them. No, Jesus. Best song written and performed by the Bee Gees. Here we go. Lee's calling in. Here comes Lee. Here comes Lee. Lee's gonna have a good go at this. Good evening, Lee. It's lovely to see you. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Ian. I hope you're well. Hello, Catherine. Yeah. In at number 5.
Yes.
Words.
Okay.
Number 4.
Yep.
I can't read my own handwriting.
Okay, that's fine.
Hang on. Number 3, How Deep Is Your Love? Number 3.
Okay.
Number 2 is Night Fever for me.
Yep.
And also objectively. Number 1, New York Mining Disaster.
Okay, well, we've got to get number 4, Lee. We really do have to get number 4 here. We don't do things by heart.
Oh, it's sorry. It says Too Much Heaven.
Okay. You've one of those is right.
No, actually they're all right.
No. One of those is right.
Oh, this is, are you speaking?
There's a woman behind you.
God, who was
One of those is right, Lee, so I'm afraid we're going to have to let you go.
No worries. Thank
you. Okay. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. We are looking for the top 5 Bee Gees songs. I know the answer. Do you? Okay.
Here's what I've got.
Here we go. Here comes Catherine's.
5. You win again. 4. More Than a Woman. 3. How deep is your love? I think it's a fair question.
How deep is your love?
2, Jive Talking. 1, Nights on Broadway. But I prefer Candy Staten's version.
Incorrect.
No.
I've got the definitive. I'm going definitive.
Do it.
Okay. Number 5, Lee was right. Words. Head, holy words.
I think emotions are better than words. In the words of a broken heart, it's just emotion. I mean, but it's a ridiculous way of singing.
Number 4, and this is the definitive top 5 Bee Gees songs written and performed by the Bee Gees. Jive talking, you're telling me lies.
Waka, waka, waka.
Number 3, now I can't remember the name of it.
But it goes.
I don't know how it goes.
Okay.
It was a late one, and it's the one where they're in a box in space.
Is it called Spaceballs?
No. In the video, they're in like a box in space. Does anyone know the song that I mean? They're, Gatford or no?
You'll know, I bet he's a Bee Gees fan.
Gatford?
Yeah.
Gatters. What's the Bee Gees song where they're in a box in space? Jinx, Catherine Boyle.
Thanks.
Tragedy?
Okay. Yep, just going to cut you off now.
Is that correct?
Let's find it.
Bee Gees, box in space.
So we're going to go here. We're going to go YouTubes. I'm going to go on YouTube. Savage Bees. And where's the Savage Bees?
61 degrees.
Okay, all right.
We want it down to 45
BG's
degrees. Can you do that?
I don't know, Sheriff.
In space. Let's see what comes up. Barry Gibb talks Bee Gees. Bee Gees Spicks and Specks. Okay, Bee Gees 90s. Is it?
Alone would make sense. You would be in a box in space.
No, it's not Alone. Mm. Oh, what is it? What is it called? Am I living in a box? No, it's not that. Is it? It's not.
For Whom the Bell Tolls?
No. All right, hang on. So we've got to go to Bee Gees singles.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the wrong answer.
Thank you. Someone's paying attention. I haven't given it yet, Billy. We're doing it now. Bee Gees discography, which of course they distance themselves from disco.
Yes, just because you can dance to it doesn't make it disco. Rings Around the Moon.
No, it's none of those songs. It was a right. Let's go to the UK. It was a middling hit. It could be this. It could be This Is Where I Came In. Oh no. Is the box in space? Is that You Win Again?
I don't remember.
Hang on. You Win Again. Let's have a look at the video for that.
I think one of their finest songs was Chain Reaction.
They didn't sing it.
But they wrote it.
What is the video? Right, hang on a minute. This Is Where I Came In is one where they're acting like the monkeys. Because they kind of... Look, This Is Where I Came In is...
Hang on. For Bad Joe says, two versions of the Alone video. US one, not in space. Rest of the world, space.
Alone. Uh-huh. All right. Well, this is the one where they're acting like the monkeys, right? We won't listen to it for copyright reasons.
So there was this guy.
We'll hear it, Catherine, but they won't. All right.
I'll enjoy it on your behalf.
So look, they're acting like the monkeys in this,
aren't they? Though.
He's dead.
Ah.
He's my favourite.
Yeah, he's everyone's favourite, I think.
All right. Anyway. So we're going to go for Alone. We think it might be Alone. Okay. Here we go. This is it. This is it. This is it. This is it. This is the third best Bee Gees song. I can only play bits of it because I don't want to get done. Look, they're in a box and it's in space. So this is the third. That's the third best Bee Gees song.
Oh, I know. Nah, nah. Cause it sounds like someone else, that's why, isn't it?
Okay, so that's the third best one. So number five is Words. Katie says her mum loved the Bee Gees, or all of them at the same time. Number five, Words. Number four, it's the Jive Talking. Number three, that one in the box. Number two... The picture talked to me for a while. He said, come and walk with me. Come and walk. I've just got to get a message to you. The song where they've murdered someone.
I just gotta get a
message to you. Hold on. Hold on.
That one, yeah.
And the best song the Bee Gees ever wrote and performed is You Win Again by the Bee Gees.
I'm glad we cleared
donuts.
That up.
That's it. That's the best. So, so that's the Bee Gees.
Yeah, that's that sorted. Honestly, dentures. That's all I'm going to say. If you're going to get dentures, get them similar to your original teeth and get them for your mouth. Top tip there. They're very rattly, aren't they?
The cats have been idiots. The audio is... Oh, I know why. Hang on. I know the audio. I don't know what's something wrong with the audio. I don't really know. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. It's a phone-in show. Anthony just called. We don't know who Anthony is. We're going to call Anthony.
We know he's an early riser.
Let's call Anthony again. This is Anthony. One is wrong, I'm afraid, said Billy Hayes. What the hell do you know about music? Nikki O'Hara's in the house.
Thank goodness. We've just been hanging on for you, Nikki.
Gatford tried to pwn us. And he says, I'm looking forward to the top five Bee Gees songs not written by then. By then. Oh, stinky pompone. Okay, this Anthony is a troublemaker, but I like his style. Let's call...
I feel like we're being played.
Let's call Alistair. Alistair Mugumbo. Oh. Look at my hair. It's going to be so long. Lockdown's going on until March the 31st. You heard it here officially here. It is going on March the 31st. That will be when it ends. The length of my hair, I'm going to be like, Jesus. You see how long... We're going to compare. We're going to look at John Lennon in a little bit.
Mm.
His hair at the start of 1969 and his hair by August 1969. Transformation. Good evening, Alistair.
Hey, I'm just watching all the police arrive at the Capitol Hill. There's loads of cars arriving just now.
Gosh, well, they rushed there, didn't they?
They're a bit late.
Yeah. But, these right-wing terrorists, that's what they are, guys. They're right-wing terrorists. That's what they are. Anyone tell you anything? They're not free speechers. They're right-wing terrorists.
So I've got some exciting news, Catherine and Ian. I've got a new television.
Oh, have you now?
Is it a smart one?
It is. It's an LG Nano television.
So it's tiny?
No, it's big, but apparently it's something to do with pixels, but I don't know what it's about. But it's very clear. Now, this is an advantage today because I can see the faces very clearly of some of the protesters, and I'm taking names. I'm taking names.
He's taking names?
Flipping egg, Alistair. Great work, buddy.
And I'm going to send them to, someone in America.
CIA.
Send them to someone. Yeah. I mean, to tweet them. Tweet them to, the FBI.
The good guys. And, so anyway, I've got a couple of Bee Gees singles for you, songs.
Okay, we've kind of established, I thought that shrug was a little bit over the top, but yeah, we've kind of, I've told you what the top five Bee Gees singles are.
Well, did you have Staying Alive in there?
No, because I hate that.
Right. Did you have that, is it Woman in Love?
Catherine, I'm going to just go out of this because I'm so angry.
That is Barry Gibb's best work because it's mostly Barbara.
No, that's the wrong answer.
Thank you.
I am a woman. But obviously, that was on the Guilty album with Barbara.
Did they not sing it themselves, Catherine?
No, I don't think... it would sound strange, wouldn't it, for the Bee Gees, any of the Bee Gees, to be singing that they were a woman in love.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I'd be cool with it.
It was specifically, come here, I want to talk to you. It was specifically, don't you be taking my name and send it on to the CIA. take that name. It was specifically songs written and performed by the Bee Gees.
You see?
The Barry Gibbs.
Right. Yeah, right. Okay, I got it wrong, I'm so sorry.
I'm going to have to cut you off and I hope you never ever darken my door again. Because he came round and he painted it, but he painted it in black.
Mick Jagger's always doing that.
Shut it, Peril.
Hey. Anyway, we're going to play hide and seek in a bit.
Yeah. So
think about your space, your hidey
what
hole.
What we need now, how this is going to work, right, is you're going to join us. We're going to set up Zoom and Skype. You're going to come. We're going to see your room. I am then going to close your camera. I think I have the technology to do this. Turn your camera off. Close it. It's not really a thing. Then we're going to count to 20. And then what do we say?
Come in, ready or not.
Then we turn the camera on And I will start, as soon as I turn the camera on, I start the timer on my, and this.
But don't do what my babies used to do, which was they'd wait until I'd finished counting and then they'd just come out.
Yeah.
Go, no, you're supposed, no, I'm supposed to find you.
The best thing I used to do with my kids when they were little is you'd go into their bedroom. Are you in here?
No. Mine used to do that as well. Is she behind the curtain? No.
Oh, I got my boys tomorrow night. It's going to be mayhem. Right. So then we'll turn the camera on and and I will time it. And the person who manages to stay hidden, you've got to be in the room with the camera.
Yeah, no going out.
The person
supposed to be in lockdown anyway.
The person that manages to stay hidden for the longest time wins. You will receive
the vaccine on Tuesday
T-shirt. Okay, which is now available on tlna.co.uk. All right, so
the Smiths 1986 says, I live in a one-bedroom bungalow. You haven't got many places to look for me, lol. Be inventive.
I think we should go to set the scene. I'm happy to hide first.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is I have got, you should be able to, I have got a you can't hear us if I do that. So what we're going to do is we copy that and we're going to go to a blank screen. That one, it'll be that one. So you can hear us there. Right. So, and then Catherine, all you got to do is press that main button again.
Right.
So I'm going to hide, right? And the camera's going to come on and you have then got to try and find me. So, you're right, ready? Taking my headies out. I'm just going to hide in this room.
Yeah, we're not allowed to leave the room. It's got to be where the camera is.
You cannot leave the room, right? You cannot leave the room. So, start counting now. Right, then
one,
you're going to press that.
Two,
you're going to need
three, four, five, six, seven,
hang on.
Nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, ready? 19, 20. Okay, let me just put this. There we go. And he's hidden. Where could he be, everybody? Let's have a look in the chat. Sensibilium thinks you've climbed in the drawer. Anthony C. Baker behind the camera. Behind me. He's not behind. Well, he's behind me somewhere. Up the chimney. Up the chimney. Behind the chair in the background. Behind the couch. Behind the couch. People are saying behind the couch. Was he behind the couch? He was! Well done!
Who got there first?
First person, it was pretty early. I was trying to build up the tension.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
I'm not really that bothered.
I want to know. Behind the sofa, Booper 500. Is it my turn?
Well, there's not really anywhere else for you to hide. Do you want to have a go?
You think?
Okay, Catherine is going to hide. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Coming, ready or not? Where is she? They seek him here. They seek him there. They seek, Toby says, under the desk to evade slugs behind the couch. Sensibilium says under the carpet. I don't have a carpet. Nikki says under the rug.
Yay!
Nikki's right.
How did you know? Right.
We're in our
40s. Oh, dear.
We're in our 40s.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It is a good rug, that, isn't it? So that is how...
I'm straightening, so I'm falling over.
That is how it will work. But except you'll be doing it.
Right.
It didn't time us. But that is... Buggered this up. Who's this Hooms?
Hooms is Hooms. Is... Usually you have yours wider than mine. I've got small pixie ears and you've got great big spocky ones.
Spocky ears. You got...
Did you spot me under the rug, everybody? Or was it Trixie?
It's Pincushion. Thank you for the subscription. So, that is how it works. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get a Zoom chat. I'll get a Zoom meeting going. So you can do it on Zoom as well. This is the best thing to happen in 2021. did we talk about this ages ago?
We're
going to
be playing
we?
This a lot. Now everyone's stuck inside.
Oh, jeez. I've got out of homeschooling tomorrow. I've got college tomorrow here. So I've
you can do it right now, please.
Friday and the other days, I'll be homeschooling. What's going on here? Oh, that's not right. Hang on.
What was this? It's like TikTok.
I don't know what that is. But
apparently that's called a wow or
that's
something.
That's Officer Krupke, isn't
but
it?
But that looks like a rude thing in Italian. I'm going to stop doing it because it's probably...
Officer Krupke.
Very...
Krupke. So that's it. Let me get a Zoom up. Then we're going to do our wonderful sponsors. So
that was
on.
Our little demo there of the game Hide and Seek, which I know is new to a lot of you.
We will at some point. I am not against the idea of doing it in the house, but we'd have to have we'd have to do it on our phone and use it as a roaming camera. That should be possible. I would have thought to have got a Wi-Fi camera connected to Streamlabs. I'll look into it. So this Zoom meeting, look at the state of us there, is only for people that want to play H&S. If anybody joins that doesn't want to play H&S, I'll be furious.
Yeah.
Put the link in the chat.
We'll have no passengers. We're all players.
No. But can we play tag, says Jim? There's a fucking global pandemic, you idiot. Jesus. When are you going to kill a doctor?
Some people.
Don't kill a doctor. Don't. What I'm saying is that's the equivalent of that.
And just in case you were wondering...
George,
that,
you're a fanny.
That's a hard no.
To the doctor. Stuff, big fan of doctors. So there's the link for the Zoom.
Let's be having you. Come on, players.
I must remember, I've got to take down Imani's picture before... you can't see it from there. Got to take down Imani's picture before my boy sits here for homeschooling at his posh school. Oh, Amy, how lovely to see you. I did my first gaming stream in ages because that's a noise. Did my first gaming stream in ages because I'm not really getting much of a buzz out of streaming. I'm getting a buzz in my ears right now, but I'm not getting much of a buzz. And I thought, let's do it to see if something is stimulated.
Yeah.
And I played a bit of Call of Duty. Then I realized I didn't know they had prop hunt on Call of Duty. For those who don't know what it is, it's like hide and seek, where you kind of you disguise yourself as like a laptop or a box and you hide and the people have to come and shoot you. And I was playing with Amy and we played with Sinjin. And it was the most fun, not the streaming element necessarily, but it was lovely to see people there. It was the most fun I've had playing a video game for ages.
More fun than mini golf.
Yeah, it was
Or Chop Chops that we played the other day.
Chop Chops. Oh, cookout. It makes me sick. If you've got Oculus Quest, I don't know if it's crossplay, so I'm going to say if you've got Oculus Quest and get Walkabout Mini Golf, because at some point I'm going to do multiplayer Walkabout Mini Golf and stream it. I think we can have like four or five other people playing with me. It's brilliant. It is flipping brilliant. Great raid this afternoon on Daisy Shoot, says Alfie. Yep, there's a recommendation of Dave. Dave suggested we go and raise Daisy Shoot. She's a singer-songwriter. Didn't stick around for long because I was feeling a little bit nauseous. Yeah, but she is a protege of Ray Davis of the Kinks. Right, if you come in to this Zoom...
You better be ready to hide.
And you are not...
Think of your hiding place now.
If you're here to chat, I will boot you out immediately, right? Immediately. So don't F me around.
Oof.
You will be booted out immediately.
This is a serious game of hide and seek for serious people.
Here we go. Okay, I might have to ask her to start video. You better be here for hide and seek, otherwise. Katie, are you here for hide and seek?
I could come.
Hello, Katie. Are you here for hide and seek? We can't hear you, Katie. Could you turn your microphone on, please? Let me just play the Bee Gees to make sure it's not... Right, we can hear the Bee Gees. Your microphone is not on, Katie.
Mm-mm.
Five. Honestly, four.
Oh.
Hello?
Now muted.
Right. Well, you've muted yourself.
There you go.
There we are. Okay. We're in.
Yeah. What? Are you here for hide and seek?
I am here
Beautiful.
For hide and
seek. Beautiful. Then this is great. We need a clear shot of your room, please. So put the phone where it's going to be. Now, I just want to make sure that I can turn the camera off. I can turn it off.
Yes.
Oh, I have to ask you to start it.
Oh, this is tricky.
Okay, right. Katie, start your camera. It's not tricky. All we're going to do, we're going to look away. And we're gonna look away, and you'll see us looking away, dear viewer, because we're gonna look over here where we can't see it. And we'll cover our eyes.
We'll count in the traditional manner.
Yeah. So we will do it properly. You'll be aware of that, right, Katie? Oh, don't
yeah.
talk anymore because you're pulling my ear out. I'm caught up on that. Right, can you put the camera somewhere so we can see the room?
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
Are you ready to start hiding?
Yep.
I'm hiding the chat.
Okay. Well, why are you hiding the chat? They're not going to see it.
No, but they'll tell us where she is.
They're not going to see where she... They're not going to see it because I'm going to go like that.
Perfect.
You think I am an idiot? Right, well, Katie. We are looking away. We cannot see. And we're going to start counting to 20. Don't turn that far because you're pulling my ear out. What is your beef with me? It's not beef at me. Right. Go. One, two, three.
Four,
a little bit slower. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, eleven, twelve, thirteen, fourteen, fifteen, sixteen, seventeen, eighteen, nineteen, twenty.
Come
don't
in,
look yet,
ready
don't look yet. I need to get the stopwatch set up. So I'm going to start the stopwatch. I don't know how you do it. Right. So we're going to start. Coming ready or not, starting now. Okay. Are you underneath the desk?
No.
Are you behind the door?
Maybe.
Well, if you're behind the door, you have to tell us.
Yeah.
You went out of the room! Cheat, 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 cheat.
Illegal maneuver.
That was an excellent first attempt, Katie. You're very brave to come and be the very first person to do it. So we thank you for that. But you went out of the room. I'm afraid that is a disqualification and your time cannot be entered into the hide and seek.
Right. You're in the hall of shame.
Thank you, Katie. That's very kind of you to be the first one. It's lovely to see you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Bye. Indeed. Oh, I've reported her to Zoom.
For being a cheat.
Don't report. Okay. There we go. That was fun. Right.
Who's next?
That time doesn't count. So we're going to write down here, Katie.
Cheat.
Katie, cheat. Whoever gets the longest time.
All right, we've got someone else in the waiting room. This could be exciting.
Have we? All right, then we'll do this. Then we'll do our sponsors. Who have we got here? Bupesh.
Hey. He's connecting to the audio.
This is Bupesh.
Hey, Bupesh.
Yo. Good evening.
Are you Booper in the chat?
I am indeed.
It's nice to meet you. We've not met on here before, have we?
No, not at all.
I see your name pop up in the chat, man, a lot. It's good to see you, right?
This is the guy who rumbled you behind the sofa, so I'm expecting big things of you, Bupesh.
Trash. You're not going to find me.
Right, Bupesh.
Wait, I've got to set up the phone somewhere. Hang on, one second.
Here we go.
Okay, you can see.
Okay. Bupesh, can you believe that we are... Oh, come on.
Go on.
Three grown adults doing this. Can you believe that, man?
And you know, I'm in my 50s.
No.
Looking good for his age, man.
Limber.
All right. We're gonna turn away. Well, we can see. We're looking. Right. Okay. Turning away, Catherine. Close your eyes. We're going to count to 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Come here, ready or not.
Right, the timer has... Hang on, I can't start the timer.
Now.
No, hang on, I can't start it. There we go, press that one. Right.
Now, we have the... we've got the mirror there that could be helpful if he's...
Is that him crouching there?
I don't think it is. It can't be, can it?
Here's what we need to do. There we go, right.
That's not him.
Well, you've got to... You're obviously behind the door because there's nowhere else.
Well, he could be crouched behind the... He could be behind the desk.
All right, I'm saying behind...
Close up.
I'm saying behind the door.
I'm saying...
Oh, I saw a shadow move.
Oh.
Oh, no, that's a reflection. Wait, there we go. No, look. What's that?
A fish in the fish tank.
There? That's a drawer. All right. Are you behind the door?
Is it a telly or something?
No.
It's just like playing with the kids. Are you crouched really close to the desk where we're balanced?
No.
Could you come out of the wardrobe, please, Bupesh?
I'm not in the wardrobe.
Oh, this is a good one.
Oh.
So he's not just hiding behind the thing that he's rested. Are you under the table that the phone is resting on?
No.
That's not you under the fish tank, is it?
No. Oh, no.
I
think he might have got us.
No. He's not got us. Guys, someone said, you're not right. People in the chat are saying on top of the wardrobe.
No.
Lucretia says in the fish tank. No, that can't
be. Oh, my God.
I don't know what he's doing there. You're definitely not behind the phone, are you?
No, definitely not behind the phone.
This is brilliant, man. This is brilliant.
Are you in a drawer?
No.
If we get to 2 minutes, you've beaten us and you win something.
Are you
in that pink bag?
Are you starfishing on the ceiling like this, like in the films?
No.
Bupesh, you've 2 minutes are up. You've beaten us. You've won. You will receive the vaccine on Tuesday T-shirt.
Reveal yourself,
please, sir. He's just on the floor. Were you just on the floor?
I was just on the floor.
Legend.
Great. Sometimes simple is best.
Absolute legend. Bupesh. You're a geezer. You're a player. I feel played, but it was brilliant.
And you will receive the vaccine on Tuesday.
Bupesh, are we connected on Twitter?
I think so.
Can you say?
Yeah.
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Send me a tweet. I'll introduce you to Scott, and we'll get in touch, and we'll get you one of those T-shirts that you can choose the color and the size, and we'll get that sent out.
Wicked. Nice.
You're
one.
A legend, man. And it makes it all the more galling because he got me. I don't want to look at this guy's face anymore. I'm getting rid of him. Bupesh, man. So 2 minutes, I think, is a good limit.
Lying on the floor. Bupesh. Do you know where was a really good place for hiding in our house? We used to play hide and seek across the whole house.
Good, man.
I used to lie in the bath.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
As flat as I could.
Gatford asks, do winners actually get the vaccine? We have to clarify, no.
Get a vaccine on Tuesday
T-shirt. Which does not, which you can then present at a doctor's surgery and who knows what they'll
say,
do.
So I've been told.
Who knows? He was good.
Yes.
This absolute rubbish is only 618 people watching this, and this is gold. He just lay on the floor like Savile.
Hiding in plain sight. But that's the only way, like Savile. We should highlight that.
Okay.
Shouldn't we?
Okay, right. Let's do our sponsors. Where are our sponsors gone? If you want to be a company or a business, or you want us to plug your product, you can. LateNightAlternative@gmail.com. I think we should put our prices up this year.
For what?
For this.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, we'll charge £50. No, it's not hundreds. It's not thousands. We're going to take a little, because you were so generous over the Christmas period. We can afford to take a little break. These guys are trash. We can afford to take a little break from. We'll probably have like 2 weeks where we don't have any sponsors, thanks to you, because you all donated to the PayPal. But perfect.
Doorbells.
Thank you very much indeed. Absolutely perfect. Where was Nick's email? Here it is. I thought he sent. Did he send a thing, or is he going to? Here it is. So let's talk about
the man that you threatened yesterday.
I don't
listen here, Ian.
Hang on a minute. Let's pause.
Okay, the man you threatened yesterday.
Talk to us about these guys.
The man you threatened yesterday.
I don't know.
On stream and on the phone is Nick from Poseidon. Safe. Oh, we've not the things. Never mind. Nick from Poseidon Safety. And not only did you call him all kinds of unmentionables, you also mentioned his trusty dog servant, colleague, partner in anti-crime, Zeus.
And Zeus has sent in a video happy message.
Listen here, Ian Lee. I've just been told you referred to me as a pussy last night, and you think you're going to have some. Well, I'll tell you what, son. You bring it, and I will smash you to pieces. I'll bite you. I'll bite you in the face. I'll bite you everywhere. I'll have you, Lee.
He's going to bite you everywhere.
I'll bite you everywhere. I listen, and this is what I dislike so much about this company. Yes, they make Devon and Cornwall safer.
Yeah.
Yes, they
make Ian Lee scareder.
They don't make me scareder. Yes, that, you know, they genuinely, they're a great company, right? Man guarding, guard dogs, mobile patrols. They've got. The vehicles have got like logos on, so you can see them. The uniforms, all of this stuff. And it's a great company, right? At Poseidon Safe on Twitter, Poseidon Safety on Facebook. I don't know why they went different things. I said specifically, I would fight Nick. I said, don't bring the dog. But you bring the dog.
You said
bring
you could
cats.
Have the dog.
The dog is scared of cats, so just be careful. It's another time you should be careful when you're playing with drugs. Don't play with drugs. I went to a really good meeting today. AA meeting. I don't actually know how COVID safe it was.
I don't mind.
You got it? This is like the Wrath of Khan. Oh, you dirty get.
Abby Care.
Yes.
You got drugs? Yes. Hey, man, you want some drugs? The only drug you need is life. The life drug. love, the love drug. I don't mean ecstasy. I mean love in your heart.
Love in your heart. Love
in your heart. Why does this not work? Love in your heart. You can have this without being here. If you're a junkie or you're a boozer, go to Abicare. If you're a junkie or you're a loser, go to Abicare.
And scene. Abicare Group are brilliant. They're specialists in addiction recovery. They have a base in Gloucestershire. They have one in Glasgowshire. You can go to either one of them. Don't be put off by the fact that it's far away from where you are.
Can you leave your spirits up there, show? We don't want to go then, so we're all stuck at home. Someone throw me a bone and we will get the special. The basket don't work.
Anyway, so don't be put off by not being near you.
I think we've actually done them a disservice and we should come back and do an advert for them later.
Really?
Yeah, because we've done abicare.co.uk, a massive discount.
Well, you have. I was trying to rein it in. Mention this when you talk to them, you get 25% off.
I'm bored of doing these adverts. We should get some famous people in to do them for us.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, hi, Cher.
This is my favourite part.
What are you talking about? Snap out of it. 34SP.com, right? You need yourself a side hustle. We're having a lockdown party. And now it's the time to be an independent woman or an independent man or an independent whatever the hell you want to be because we're all living our lives. 34SP.com. They are doing a deal at the moment where you get £1 for a .co.uk or a .org or whatever the hell it is you want. .me or something. I wish you would .me. Yeah!
Oh, God.
£1 only for the key to your future you. Baby, you deserve it. Go for it. I love you.
You deserve it. Go for it. This is one of Cher's lengthy lists of lovers. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I mean that in a respectful way. Richard Gregorian. Sadly, he's no longer with us. He died last night of the COVID.
Did he? I sent him an email this morning.
Okay. Did he reply?
No.
Thank you very much indeed. So what I would... The company is still going. And it's being run by his son, Dickie Jr. So I would suggest, as out of respect...
I thought he was a daughter man.
I don't know what that means. I don't want to know what that means. Out of respect for those that have passed, go to glaw.co.uk.
Do
so
it.
Even if you're in love with your partner, your wife, your husband.
You won't always be.
Divorce them.
Yeah, get rid.
Divorce. That family's been through a lot worse than you have. Rip, rip, rip.
It's time for a side hustle.
Yeah.
Although tricky with the lockdown, but I know you can find a way.
Hey, Primordial Radio, we missed your raid 7 minutes ago. I can only apologise. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How was your stream? Did you have a good stream today? When we raid people, thank you. Honestly, we love getting raided, and it's very, very kind. You may have gone because you've been here for 7 minutes and gone, I've brought my people to this crap. So
yes, you did.
If you've gone, I apologise. I don't care if the volume of my microphones has gone down. What do you want me to do about it? Fix it?
Turn it up. I think that's all I want.
Well, it's only Katie that's saying that. Ian has gone quiet. Ian has gone quiet.
If only.
Lenny Beige is back on. You say something.
No,
I say something properly because I want to see the levels.
A zoop, zoop, zoop.
They're exactly the same. If I up the gain, that's where we get the hiss from, man. We've had terrible trouble with the audio tonight. It's fine because it's fine. Lenny Beige is on this Friday doing a tribute to David Bowie. So just turn your volume up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then maybe the other bits are loud. If I turn the gain up too much, then we lose.
We get a buzz and not the kind we like.
We get a buzz. Maybe it's that. If I do... Oh, I know why. Is that it? That's better. Is that better? I'll turn your volume up, Lozzy. I don't know what we were talking about. Anyway.
I don't know, but it's all got very confrontational all
right.
of a sudden.
So if you want to play hide and seek, so far the winner...
I could come.
...is Dan, thank you. You're not the winner, but thank you for the subbing. Is Bupesh, who has managed to last for 2 minutes. He beat us.
By lying on the ground.
He beat us. I mean, I don't want to look in the rule book, but it feels technically wrong.
It feels very naughty.
But if you want to play, hide and seek is merch. If you can last longer than 2 minutes, you will get a... you will receive the vaccine on Tuesday.
T-shirt.
It's going to be a bit of a shorter show tonight because I've got college tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Even though I'm doing college from home.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but it's really exhausting. And I'm going to ask you to leave immediately after the show.
No, you are. I've got my shoes on.
I am looking at... Here's... Call me.
Don't put your phone number in the chat, my love.
You've blown it there, buddy. Everyone's going to call you except for us. We're not gonna call you unless have you called Skype because some people might have called Skype. No. So we're not gonna call it. Thank you, Gatford, for deleting that. And Gatford deleted that because he's a nice guy.
Yeah. And also because he wants to phone Nigel himself.
I'm looking at ways of removing stresses. Let me rephrase that. I'm looking at ways of making my life easier. And one of them is I'm enjoying this college course so much. I'm a little bit nervous about going back. I'm disappointed that it's on, it's going to be on Zoom until March. Then we are booked to do a live show. You know, I said I was never going to do a live show again. We have said to two venues that have been very, very kind to us. Wouldn't say they're our favourite venues because I don't want any other venues you've been to go, oh. But these two venues have gone above and beyond, I would say, in making us feel welcome.
Yeah.
So 2 North Down in King's Cross, where we did the movie nights, and the Rondo in Bath.
Where we did the conga.
We have said to them, we'll come and do a show for you, and we don't want any money. You take all of the money. You've just been so kind to us that we would like to come and do a show. We'll pay our own petrol. Listen, you can make us a cup of coffee and give us a Coca-Cola. We ain't going to turn that down. But we will come and do a show and you get all of the money on the door to kind of to go somewhere as a little thank you and to help you. It ain't going to solve anything. But just a little kind of gesture. I do feel as that they have been so kind to us that I have a responsibility to kind of help them a bit. And I bought a brick for 100 quid at 2 North Down. So we're going to have our name on a brick.
Yes, mate.
There's one venue we certainly won't be helping, and my fingers are crossed they fall on their ass. We're doing those two shows. We haven't got dates for 2 North Down. It's going to be April sometime. And the date for the Rondo was going to be the 20th of March, but now I've got a college day then, so I had to email them today and say that the first two kind of things I've had to be at in a year. And of course, they fall on the same day. So can we move it to another day? But I suspect that this lockdown is actually going to go on till the end of March, so it would have got moved anyway. Da 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 da. So, but what I'm saying is, those are quite possibly the only two shows we're going to do. I've asked them to bill them as the late night alternative. I don't know what we'll do. It might be this. It might be we'll get a guest and we'll get like someone like Katie or Mackenzie or maybe I don't know what we'll do. We haven't really talked about it. We just kind of thought it was the right thing to do, and so that will be happening. So keep your eyes peeled. They're possibly the only live shows we're going to be doing because I never want to do a live show again as long as I live. How do you feel about them? That's my feeling at the moment.
I can't imagine being in a room with more than, you know, two other people at this point. So being in a room full of people who are expecting me to do something entertaining, I can't see it.
You haven't, have you? I was in a room with 8 other people today, and I've been at college in a room with like 11 other people. When I went to rehab, I got in a tiny lift with someone. I said, well, this feels weird.
Yeah, no, I can't see it. But... at some point, we're going to have to do it, aren't we?
Yeah. I'm up. I'm. Yeah. But how do you feel about doing shows? So, just in general, COVID to one side.
I can't see.
You can't even see that. No.
I can't see being. I can't see going and watching someone else. Never mind being the show. But you know,
we went and saw a show.
Yeah, it was weird, though, wasn't it?
It was weird. But so that's going to happen. I don't know when. but we'll let you know. Probably those only two shows, Two North Down in London and the Rondo in Bath. And like I say, we won't be getting a penny from them. We'll be paying our own petrol and all that. We're doing it just because they're two such nice venues.
Yeah.
The Two North Down is, I hope they scrub the walls. It's being used as a COVID test center, isn't it, at the moment, which is amazing. We won't know when you're laughing. Yes, exactly, Jason. That's true. So if we could hold up, if you could all hold up a sign that says I'm laughing now, just so we know, that would be great. So that is probably, and I would suggest if you are a performer and entertainer, I would suggest if you can afford to, you know, we're in a position where we can afford to, you know, two nights off and go and spend some petrol and all of that. Then please consider it because the world's going to look different when this. When this ends, you know, we're talking to St. John. I was talking to St. John earlier on. He said, "Oh, when I come over, what restaurants would you consider I should go to?"
So you told him McDonald's, Burger King, Deep Pan Pizza.
Thank you. But then I said, then he goes naming some. That's why I asked you about Gaucho. And then I said, that's assuming these places are still in existence.
Yeah.
Who knows? Topshop's closed.
I'm not that mad about that.
No, I know, but it's been there forever.
I know, and I used to work at Topshop as well. But Philip Green put me off Topshop a long time ago.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's been
there
forever.
But yeah, it's incredible. And these are like names that you thought would be around forever.
Yep. Yep.
So we can't count on anything at this point, can we?
No.
All bets are off.
So anyway, so that's we've got two live shows coming up, and that's probably it. Then there's like a tiny idea in the back of my head of doing something on my own, no disrespect. But I just don't think I can be bothered with the stress. You don't make any money out of it. A couple of them we did really well out of. And then some we didn't. A couple we'd lose money on. You must come to our town. Okay, fine.
Usually that person
doesn't
come.
Turn up. And you leave.
And then 2 weeks later you get a thing saying, when are you going to come to
where are you going to come to where I'm from? And there's a couple we knew we weren't. We knew, was it Scarborough? We knew we weren't going to make money on, but we just thought, that'd be nice to go. In fact, it wasn't about making money, actually. But
it was about getting out of London, wasn't it?
But there was somewhere we lost a bit of money. And so I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, we enjoyed doing the live shows.
We did.
While we did. But then towards the end, not so much, you know. So
no more.
If you don't have to do it, why would you?
No. I'm looking at deconstructing. Hey, Katie, no.
That's where you were going.
What?
Trying to make your life easier.
Oh yes, yeah, so I'm trying to make my life easier, and one of the why was I starting to talk about that?
Because you're going to kick me out earlier. That's how you're going to make your life easier.
Oh yeah, is and I know I'm. I, you know, normally if I had college, I would I'd be up at 6:41, and tomorrow college starts at 9:15. But I'd like to get up about 8:30, have a shower, maybe meditate, get ready. So I want to make my life easier. That will mean finishing the shows on Wednesdays a little significant, probably an hour earlier, yeah. Something like that. And making up the time elsewhere. Making up the time elsewhere. Amy says, my work would pay you both. I'm not doing it. I'm studying counselling. I'm studying to be a counsellor. Whether that's something I will do or not, I don't know. But I don't know. We've talked about this. I don't enjoy this show business. Don't enjoy the business of show anymore. And I don't know. I don't know. Who knows?
It's not necessarily even the business, is it? It's some of the ways people treat each other are crappy and leave you feeling, you know, used and hollow and embarrassed.
And also, you know, after I lost the job at Talk, literally 2 months after winning. Alongside Catherine, who didn't lose her job but was left in an untenable position, as far as I could tell. And we both won the best radio moment of 2020. And two months later, my contract wasn't renewed, despite, you know. And everyone's going, oh, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Oh, the assumption is you're going to get snapped up. Yeah.
Here's the thing. After that, I can tell you now, I have been turned down by everywhere. Even is it called Hits Radio? Greatest Hits Radio.
Is that with the one?
They turned me down. Two turned me down. Five turned me down. BBC local radio stations I wrote to didn't even reply to me. I was turned down everywhere. So,
conclusion are you supposed to draw?
The conclusions you're supposed to draw is your has been, and you're finished. You're over. Lashed out. And why are we talking about this? This is boring. 0203-286-6370. Skype TLNA.
We're talking about making your life easier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make my life easier by calling in and playing hide and seek with us. There's the link for the Zoom. I can't believe we've only had... Ian, weren't you going to do some mentoring? I considered it. But I'm too bitter to consider mentoring now. I'm too bitter, I think, to consider the thing.
I offered to help someone out once, and then they started quibbling over the times they could do. And you go, okay, well then you don't want me to help you then, do you?
Mm.
You know, people.
Yeah, I started helping someone once, and they, but it's fine. But I guess no.
Anyway, we're here now, and you can get in touch with us in any of the ways that are scrolling underneath here right now.
Here we go. Here comes Lisa.
It's going to be a good hiding.
Come
so
on,
so to speak. Good hiding with Ian and Kath.
I'm going to give you a damn good hiding.
To undo my shoelaces with my other foot.
Gonna give you a damn good hiding. Here we go. Okay. Lisa, you can't hide now. She's connecting to the audio. Here we go.
There she is. I can see you.
Hello, California Jam. Thank you, Booper. That's very kind. This is great fun, you know, but it's not great fun. This is what it is. I'm enjoying, look, my hair, though. My hair's going to be so long at the end of Lockers.
Lockers! It's become Lockers already, has it?
Anthony says, your time on the airwaves will come again. It quite possibly won't. Lisa!
Hello.
Hello, Lisa. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah. You want to play hide and seek?
Sure.
You can't hide behind the camera?
We need to be able to see the whole room.
We need to. Can you position that somewhere?
Yes, yeah, wouldn't work.
Oh, you've got a place worked out, have you?
This is a tiny room, sir.
All right, fine. You do it. I'm going to beat you. I'm going to beat you in 15 seconds. That's my prediction. Catherine, close your eyes. Everybody, count with us, please. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Coming ready or not?
Are you standing right in front of the camera?
There's not really anywhere to hide in there.
Okay, so thank you, Lisa, for your call. Thank you, Lisa. That was actually more fun than it should have been.
little tip for hiding. Make sure there's somewhere you can hide before you phone us.
Oh, look, there's pictures of white terrorists, the white extreme right terrorists.
God, look at that. These are people who say they're patriotic.
Jesus Christ.
They're stamping all over the things that the founding fathers set up for them.
It's what a world.
Pricks. That's the only word, isn't it?
It's fascinating. Michael McKeon. Who was won a Spinal Tap, I can never remember which one, just tweeted, when the fools who swore they'd take a bullet for Trump start taking actual bullets, they should understand that Trump wouldn't take a fucking aspirin for them. Well done, sir.
He wouldn't put a face mask on for ages, would he?
It's fascinating. Right, Bupesh, hang on a second. Hey, at Balcony Shirts, my friend at have we got that right? One a vaccine T. Can you help him, please? Bhupesh, quite often when I send these tweets to Scott, because he is that busy because he's been doing loads of his shelter stuff again.
Yeah.
So he was really busy today. Quite often he misses them. If he's not been in touch in the next couple of days, get in touch with me and we'll sort it out. But well done. You just want a t-shirt. You just want a t-shirt. America's depressing, man. I mean, part of me does think, why the hell aren't the National Guard in there or something with guns? You know, because, like they were for the Black Lives Matter people.
Because they've been egged on by the president. They've been egged on by the person who's supposed to keep everyone calm and safe and feeling like someone is looking
Fill
after them.
That place with tear gas. Smoke those SOBs out. White racist terrorists. That's what's happening. America is being governed by white racist terrorists. The Proud Boys are standing by, sir. The Proud Boys are standing by, sir. Standing by, sir. Mr. President, sir. Proud. Oh, this is going to be a good one. Oh, this is going to be a good one. Look at this, everybody.
Louis's got a microphone. He is not playing it.
Well, I apologize for the state of the kitchen.
Louis, you have nothing to apologize. Now, I'm looking around. I can see that bowl. I think he's going to hide in that bowl. If that bowl moves, keep an eye on that bowl, right? If that bowl moves, Louis, I'm loving this.
Well, this one.
Yeah. Okay. All right, here we go.
Me too. I'm loving it too.
All right, Louis. Louis, can you turn off Twitch? And can you listen to us through Zoom? Is that possible? Because there's a slight delay.
Yeah, hang on.
Thank you.
Hang
on.
Beautiful. This is it.
This is it, man.
All right. Now there won't be any of that horrible delay.
That's all right. This is like when we did the talent show and like a load of ringers came in. God. People sniffed out that there was...
I think he's a pro hider. Yeah,
he's
definitely.
He's a pro hider. Right.
Okay. What's going on here?
What's happening?
What's going on?
Are you all right?
There seems to be some mayhem happening.
I don't know.
Can you hear us?
Well, I can hear you. That's good enough.
That's fine. All right. Are you ready to start hiding? Because I'm going to take you off the main screen and we're going to close our eyes and count to 20. You ready? Here we go. Right. Off and our eyes, we're counting.
No peeping.
Now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, eleven. We'll give them a couple more as well, just in case that delay is still there. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Go up to 23. 1, 22, 23. Okay.
Coming
ready or not. Let's get this screen too. Let's just make this picture nice and big. Nice and big. All right. What have we got here? Oh, are you hiding near the fridge freezer?
Oh, yeah. That was too easy.
Easy. Louis, I'm sorry.
Thanks, guys.
Louis, thank you, mate. That was really lovely. Thank you very much. He hung up. He hung up because he lasted 16 seconds.
Oh. But you know, that's where we would have hidden.
Yes.
So far, Bhupesh.
Katie
the only one who's managed to get past
Katie
us.
Cheated. Louis was easy. I'm just going to write down easy.
You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.